Welcome to the Digital Marketing Insights Podcast, brought to you by Brightside Digital.
Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm delighted to say we have Kimmy today, who's a web design and content manager. Kimmy, how are you doing?
Hiya Tom, I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the podcast.
Ah, you're very welcome. I'm excited about this. Kimmy, we start off the same on every episode. Can you tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your career to date, please?
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Kimmy Oderholtz. I currently work with Wiz of Bagot Street. And as Tom introduced me, on paper, I am the web design and content development manager. But as a small family business, you know, there's always a lot of different jobs that you get to do throughout the day. So, you know, I look after all of the social media, all of the online e-commerce platforms. And I also work sometimes on the shop floor, just looking after the day-to-day. So it's a very busy role, but I do enjoy it. I've been here now for almost 2 years. So it's been really great. A little bit of history about Wiz of Bagot Street. We are a home gift and DIY store based on Bagot Street in Dublin 4. And we've been around since 1977. So it's quite a long history. We're just about to celebrate our 45th birthday in the store. So that's great.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in fairness, Wiz has just some brilliant gifts. And especially in the holiday seasons, I can imagine the site and the shop being very popular. Kimmy, although I want to know about yourself and what would you see is your main skill in digital at the moment?
That's a great question. I think my main skill when it comes to digital and e-commerce is really humanizing all aspects of it from behind the scenes. So making sure that I still recognize that although it might just be data and touch points and people kind of coming into our store, this is still a person on the other side of things. So moving back into maybe the customer story and the customer kind of pipeline of things, I think I do a really good job at recognizing who our customer is, what their pain points might be, and then how we can kind of speak to them in a way that will bring value and address their issues.
Yeah, to be honest, that's a really important skill set you have there. I'm guessing UX comes into it quite a lot with the e-commerce store as well. Can you give me an example of some work or a success or something you've done that you're really proud of and might have gone out there?
Yeah, actually, there is a campaign that I can think of. We're really lucky as Wiz of Bagot Street that, as I said earlier, we've been on Bagot Street for quite a long time and we've got a really good history and relationship with the community and the area. One of those particular relationships is with St. Michael's House, which is, if you're not familiar, they are an organization who kind of provide a service for people in Ireland who live with disabilities. And we used to have these really fantastic guys come into us who were with St. Michael's House, and they were really interested in learning about upcycling. And our particular store is really well known for one particular paint brand called French Chic Paint. And we are kind of the biggest stockist of that particular paint and have done really well with it for the last, I think we've had it for about 6 years, but online for about 2. Anyway, the guys used to come in and they were exploring upcycling. So, you know, you completely clean down tables or bedside units, all of these things around your house, and you give it kind of a new lease of life through painting. They came in to us a few times and they kind of expressed some interest in the paint. And by kind of making those connections, we were able to donate some paint to them as well and go in and help them out with some projects and some workshops. So that was quite successful, a nice little community building campaign we were able to do.
Brilliant. And going through your site, what I love about so many elements, and I'm sure you're involved in a lot of this, is the user-generated content. But on certain products pages, you've gone to great lengths to show different carousels or different interactivities of products. Is that something you've made a thing of with your work? Is that something you do a lot of the time?
Yeah, that's definitely something that I take on board and something I am quite passionate about. I believe that with e-commerce, it's really important to make sure that our customers are still kind of inside the cycle. So our best marketing practice, I would almost say, is like recycled reviews. So we send out the product and we want to make sure straight away we get in touch with our customers about how they found the product, and we ask them to send in photos. It's really simple. We just go, hi, you know, I saw that you purchased this. How did your project go? Do you mind sending us in some photos? And as a result, there becomes this kind of feedback loop that we get to repost their projects, and then they start resharing it to their social media, etc. And just to touch on your point there about some of our products, I think it's really important to see what is available when you use that particular paint or, you know, that particular type of product, and what it looks like across different types of environments. And I think it's easier for the customer to kind of put themselves into that space through those pictures that are curated for them to see what the potential is for that product.
Yeah, brilliant. Really well said. And you can tell that straight across the website. Is there any particular softwares you use maybe for your kind of user journeys in particular that you could recommend to people on the show?
Yes. So one of the pieces of software I personally really enjoy is Canva. I can hands down say that I use Canva probably once every single day, at least when it comes to either doing my email designs, doing my social media, or even editing photos for our website. It's a really brilliant tool that people can use, especially if you're new to design. You know, once you've got all of your brand logos and your colors and your text and your font kind of preloaded into the system, it's great to be able to find those templates and mix and match for the different campaigns that you have. So I do really enjoy using Canva, and I think it's, yeah, it's a fun little tool. Nice to be creative with.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. And maybe looking at yourself for a second, and maybe with the usage of Canva and other things, is there any particular areas you're looking to upskill in yourself at the moment?
Yes, always. I think with digital marketing and e-commerce, I've kind of only been in this particular field now for maybe, I'd say, just over a year. So my company was lucky enough to be involved in an e-commerce Enterprise Ireland grant last year. So we were able to really jump on board with optimizing our site post-COVID. So it was pretty much a baptism in fire. I really didn't fully understand or comprehend how big the world of digital marketing was and just how many touch points are needed, really, or are available. So I thought digital marketing, I'm not going to lie, I thought digital marketing was just some social media posts, maybe a couple emails. So when I first started, I was excited about doing that. I said, oh, yeah, that sounds great. And then, shock, horror, there's so much. But it was a wonderful, wonderful journey. I was lucky enough to work with two really great consultants, Tony Burke and Vinnie O'Brien, who just really sat down with me over the course of 4 months. And we went through, you know, SEO keywords, domain authority, your Moz standing, everything to kind of build the strong foundations of a website, your content development and a plan and strategy. So it's always something I'm still continually learning about. I would say to upskill personally, I'd love to learn a bit more about data and analytics and how to use that to push my campaigns. I think sometimes still I am, or you know, some of our campaigns are more reactive than they are proactive. So I'd love to really delve into the data behind those decisions and then follow it through in a couple months' time to see whether that hypothesis was right.
Experience comes with that. You know, you do get better at everyone every day. We all get better at analyzing our data and understanding our audiences and everything that goes with it. Is there any other places you go to for new information or insights?
Yeah, one platform that I find has been quite successful for us in terms of content and trends has actually been Pinterest, which is interesting. We did an analysis earlier in our e-commerce enterprise grant last year and realized that although Bagot Street, where's a Bagot Street as a brick and mortar, has a really good identity, we didn't have that same type of brand identity online. So we needed to work hard to make sure that people knew who we were in the e-commerce online space. And we decided to use Pinterest as the platform to explore brand. I think when we launched our Pinterest in September, we made a goal of hitting 100,000 impressions by December of that year. And we actually, after doing a few organic campaigns, ended up hitting that target within 3 weeks' time, which was huge for us. We'd never had any type of impression like that across any platform that we'd tried, paid or organic. So it kind of opened our eyes to the possibility of what was available. So we ended up hitting that target within 3 weeks' time, which was fantastic to see what was available on that platform when we really worked hard at it. And that was only with an organic ads and organic posting. So we're really lucky that we're about a year on now, and on average, we're hitting just under 600,000 impressions per month. And again, that's something that we just don't find available on the likes of Google paid search or Facebook or Instagram ads. So we really do use Pinterest as kind of a way to explore keywords, our audience, and yeah, what works for us. So that's one of the main areas that we'll look for trends as well.
Yeah, it's a perfect example of you understanding your audience and your products. And I can see how Pinterest can work so well for your site. Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And yeah, kudos to you for identifying that and working with that as well. Looking at the digital industry as a whole, is there anything that might be coming in the future that you're excited about?
I have heard this a couple of times on the podcast, but honestly, I just think TikTok and Reels and the way that people use video as an advertising platform or as an information kind of grounds is super interesting. It's also a little bit terrifying. I'm not going to lie, Tom. I feel like I have to learn how to dance before I'm going to be popular on TikTok, and that scares me a bit.
Yeah. And so have you experimented with TikTok for the company?
Yes, we're slowly starting to come into TikTok. So at the moment, one of our main campaigns for the end of this year and for Q4 is about energy savers and winter warmers, just trying to stay very conscious with what's going on in the world at the moment. Obviously, everybody's quite concerned about the energy hike and things costing a lot more money. And we want to really tell people that nobody has to go cold this winter. You know, there are really easy, practical ways to conserve money and to, you know, look after yourselves and your family. So we're trying to use really non-sexy products like light bulbs and really old school heaters and, you know, draft excluders to showcase how easy it is to actually save money inside your home and still stay warm. So by trying to find these really non-sexy products and make them appealing by TikTok videos. So we're sitting there and we're dancing around pointing to, you know, the top five FAQs about LED light bulbs. So yeah, we'll see how successful those ones are. I've got great hopes.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. I'm just looking at your TikTok account now. I hadn't spotted it being on the site because of you haven't put it as one of the tabs yet. But can completely see that, can completely see the effort. And yeah, just keep up the good work, because I can imagine it's the kind of thing that will elevate the business in some ways. So yeah, really impressed with that. Nice one, Kimmy. Lastly, we always ask the same question on the show, which is, if you could bottle up one personality trait you have yourself that you could pass on to others, what would it be?
This is always such a great question, and I really like listening to what others have answered beforehand. And I feel like mine kind of sits along the same train of thought, but it's just, you know, a real willingness to learn, an eagerness to learn, and just to be curious about what is out there. There's so much available, and making sure that you never kind of lose sight of all those new horizons that you're able to reach. I also think alongside that kind of curiosity, you also need a really good sense of hard work. That, you know, no matter how much talent in the world there is, it's the person who practices, who works really hard and puts in the hours that succeeds. So I'd say, yeah, a good willingness to learn, and the hard work behind it.
Yeah, what a brilliant way to end the show. And Kimmy, thank you so much for being on the show. If anyone wants to touch base with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, absolutely. If you jump onto our website, it is wearsofbagotstreet.ie. All of our social media handles are wearsbagotstreet.
Brilliant. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you so much for having me, Tom.